Good morning, everyone. For those listening online, my name is Sarah and I'm part of Community. Everything that you need will be on the screen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the night that has passed and the day ahead. We come with expectant hearts this day for all that you will do in our lives. We come with excited hearts as we head out into another day with you. We open our hearts and minds on what this new day may hold. Let us know that you are close to each of us through your Holy Spirit. And through your Spirit, we pray we feel your heartbeat of love for us. Amen. So we are continuing the journey through Romans. I'm picking up at Romans 8, verse 12. I'm going to read it through in the NIV, which is on the screen, and then I'm going to read it again in the version of the Message. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation, but it is not to the flesh to live according to it. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you received does not make you slaves, so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God, and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in his suffering, in order that we may also share in his glory. So I'm just going to read it again from the Message. So don't you see that we don't owe this old do-it-yourself life one red cent? There's nothing in it for us, nothing at all. The best thing to do is give it a decent burial and get on with your new life. God's Spirit beckons. There are things to do and places to go. This resurrection life you received from God is not a timid, grave-tending life. It's adventurously expectant, greeting God with a childlike, what's next, Papa? God's Spirit touches our spirits and confirms we are who we really are. We know who he is and we know who we are, father and children. And we know we are going to get what's coming to us, an unbelievable inheritance. We go through exactly what Christ goes through. If we go through the hard times with him, then we're certainly going to go through the good times with him. My reflection is going to be really brief. I'm going to just say a few words, read a poem from Dave Hopwim, and then I'm going to leave you to your own thoughts, and then we'll end on a song, and then you can toddle down to breakfast or stay in the chapel. So this passage, I think it just gives us one choice. We either live by the Spirit or by flesh, our sins. If we choose to live by the Spirit, we become the children of God, his heirs. And to me, that's quite a big inheritance. That's quite a big deal. So I'm going to leave that with you to think about after I've read this poem from the lovely Dave Hopwood. Life's too short for fearfully revisiting the past, for trying to blend in and wearing a mask, for stressing about what others might think, for judging when others look out of sync, for wasps and spiders and the spell they cast, for the houses of cards that just won't last, for fretting about things beyond our control, forgetting we need to feed our soul. For pushing up mountains that just won't budge, for sniping and holding a harmful grudge, for fighting battles we cannot win, for endlessly tidying, for closing our minds to a different view, for never learning something new, for missing the chance to smile a bit more, for keeping the carpenter outside the door, for letting screens tear us apart, for missing eternity in our heart.